Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know, around here, we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to schools to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million. There it is, at the stroke of 30 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. I was about to say it's Friday. It's Monday. I'm really sorry. And that serves me for jumping the gun. I'm not even supposed to start today. Holy cow.
Literally as wishful as the thinking gets, Fred.
Oh, sorry.
Perhaps the only thing more wishful would maybe be like, it's September 14th, 2021.
Yeah,
but honestly... Yeah, right? I'm not putting any bets on that day either.
No. Like, that's never going to come. We're never going to get there.
Even knows. Welcome to the Make Me Smart Daily Edition, where we are here, as always, to try to help make today make sense.
No matter what day today is. A quick shout out for the big show tomorrow, the Deep Dive Show. We are doing a thing on the COVID workplace, what this pandemic has meant and will mean for working people and their families, by which I mean fundamentally working women, because that is upon whom the burden has mostly fallen. Between school and work and kids and house and all of that jazz, women are bearing the brunt of this pandemic. So if you've got an experience you want to share, or if you want to tell us how your employer has been handling the past and the future 6 months, send us a voice memo, will you? It's makemesmart@marketplace.org. Otherwise, standard format applies today. It's the news. It's a little make me smiley thing, and then we will get the show on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. What you got? You got a nice big pile of links. I love to see it.
Four links. I'm taking my cue from one Molly Wood. They are all, however, the same story, which is also a Molly Wood caveat. It's all the same thing. So I found this. I saw this the other day, and it was from, it went by me on Twitter. At 7 o'clock this morning, actually, from Eileen Whalen. She works at ABC News someplace. I don't know exactly where. But she retweeted a thing, a satellite shot of the eastern part of the United States, which pointed out that there is a massive amount of smoke overhead through the Midwest, Ohio Valley, and now Mid-Atlantic behind the cold front. And Eileen said, "Notice the sky looking a little milky today? That is smoke from the wildfires out west." So the National Weather Service Boise tweeted the same thing. And if you – Tony's going to put all these tweets on the show page. But they had a GIF of – yes, I said GIF. Don't at me. Of the smoke.
I literally froze.
I know you did. But I'm sticking to my guns.
I wish we had video. I was like,
I'm sticking to my guns. Anyway, they've got a GIF of the smoke cloud traveling in the jet stream through – all the way over to the east coast of the United States and off the Pacific coast. So that's another thing. And then, let's see. From the National Weather Service in Washington, D.C., this item, there is a hazy appearance to the sky this afternoon. This is a result of smoke lofted from wildfires out west being caught in the jet stream and moving overhead at about 20 to 25,000 feet. So our fires are your fires. Our weather is your weather. Climate change is real. And honestly, I don't wish what has been happening on the West Coast on anybody, but I believe if all y'all could smell our air and deal with what we've been dealing with, certainly parts of the West Coast have been dealing way longer than I have at my house, but it's terrible. It's apocalyptic. Mm-hmm. And I believe, as Charlie Warzel said in the newspaper the other day in the New York Times, and we talked about this, if the sky in San Francisco that you guys had last Wednesday, the orange, scary, apocalyptic Blade Runner thing, if that had appeared over the United States Capitol, climate change would be solved tomorrow. Seriously.
I wish that were the case, but they've had like tornadoes and hurricanes and
Yeah, but it's different. I think
it's
different.
It's very visceral.
I've been through hurricanes and all of that. It's just different when like the very air can kill you. When the little the little icon on the air quality indicator app that you have downloaded frantically has a mask on the little guy, and it says hazardous, and then you read it, and it says don't go outside, it can kill you. That's, I think, a different thing than like 3 days of, look, and hurricanes kill people. I understand that. Please don't at me on that one either.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to create an equivalency. That is my fault.
No, I know.
Yeah, this this is really, I mean, it really, I agree.
Yeah.
It is,
yeah.
It should be a very big wake-up call. Yeah. And it is enough now of a, you know, and I feel like the last 2 years we have arguably had fire seasons that were really severe. Like in the Bay Area, certainly we've had to wear N95 masks mm-hmm. 2 years in a row, which is why, like, when the pandemic came, everyone was like, oh, I already have some.
Yeah.
And that's not a good feeling. But each time there's this sort of drumbeat of like, why is this not being covered? Because so much media is located in New York. Hence tweets like out West. I saw somebody, you know, reference that. And I was like, yeah, you mean just the West, like the Western part,
yeah.
Not out West in some weird place that no one lives. Four states are on fire, people.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also, you know, I also have to say, because I got a couple of tweets about it, that forest management is real.
Yep.
B, climate change is real. So the president came to California today and continued to dispute, A, whether climate change is real, and B, boy, I'm just doing a whole lot of A, B situation, but continued to dispute whether climate change is real. And then continue to compare United States emissions to the rest of the country, even though the U.S. is the second largest contributor of planet warming gases in the world. And so what climate change is steroids for every other natural process.
Mm.
So if you have a situation, and P.S., a lot of the forest management in California is incumbent upon mm-hmm. the federal government. It's
federal forest
land. So whatever management wasn't happening, I think it's only like 3% is on state land.
Yeah.
But I explained it actually to my dad this way, because my dad is a super smart guy who's like, well, we have a ton of snow. So how is it global warming? Right.
Yeah.
Like, and he was like, I don't think people get it. And the thing is that what climate change does is take the thing you have and make it more extreme, literally like steroids. Like you could be no matter. If you send me out onto a baseball field, I am not going to hit home runs.
Right.
But if you give steroids to somebody who's already good at it, they're going to hit a lot more home runs.
Right.
It's like the
right.
Barry Bonds theory of climate change. So it takes a problem that already exists and makes it way, way, way worse.
Yep.
If you have a bunch of vegetation, then that vegetation just dries out because it's hotter and hotter and hotter. And we just had the hottest July on record. That's how it works. That's how it works. Both things are true. You know, it's a hard thing for us.
Yeah,
here in America.
Sure. All right. What do you got?
God, I had a really hard time choosing today because I was like, wow, there's almost no story in the news that hasn't made me actually sob audibly today. But I'm going to go with a preview, sticking with the new Make Me Smart theme, which is like, we can see it coming.
Yeah.
We can see it coming. So in Israel, they have announced, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced a new countrywide lockdown because that country has seen a continuing surge in coronavirus mm-hmm. cases and deaths. And people are extremely upset. And part of the reason they're upset, like I read this and I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure I said this yesterday. They quoted this guy, Barak Yavin, who said, instead of enforcing the rules in a strict way and systematically punishing those not wearing masks or who organized gatherings of hundreds of people, they're punishing us all collectively. Because they allowed weddings. They allowed religious gatherings. There was inconsistent application of rules. And this is in a pretty small country. Obviously, we have that happening here. Big time. And when fall comes, and most experts say we are not even close to ready for that to happen, don't be surprised if you are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
On the plus side, scientists found possible hints of life on Venus.
I just threw that in there as
a news story because what?
Yeah.
Like maybe nothing could change the subject except for
life on Venus.
Possibly actual aliens. That would be a new topic.
Yeah.
I could take it.
Would. Yeah, it would. I'd be all right with that. I would be all right with that.
Yep. That seems like, all right. That seems like
all
a good segue to smiling.
Danny Ramirez, at whom I'm looking through the glass right now. All right. So mine, it is once again, Kimberly Adams programming this podcast from afar. She sent around a note this morning, which me being, you know, a constitutional history, blah, blah, blah geek, I kind of dug. And it's the results of the latest Annenberg Center for Public Policy at the University of Pennsylvania. They send out a civics survey every year. And here is what they have learned. And I'll have a comment afterward. Number one, Americans are much more aware of all five rights protected by the First Amendment when asked unprompted to name them. That is in this survey released ahead of Constitution Day, which is September the 17th. Nearly three quarters of Americans, 73%, correctly named freedom of speech as one of the rights guaranteed under the First Amendment. That is up from 48% in 2017. Now, you could be shocked that only 48% of people knew that in 2017, but you should be pleased that 73% knew that this year. And I just, so this is a pet peeve of mine, right? Civics education. But I think it's really promising that in these difficult civics times, people are paying attention to this stuff. And I just, I think mm-hmm. that's a good thing. Tony's going to put this on the show page in whatever format he can. But increases in civic knowledge at a time when civics are being stressed is a really good thing. And I just, I want to give props to us for that. That's
yeah.
it. You know?
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's a really good make
yeah.
me smile.
Yeah.
Don't take your government for granted,
that's,
friends.
Yes, that's exactly
great.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm realizing? That that's I right. just had a whiff, and I'm not sure what it was about this that made me think of it. But, oh, I guess the Constitution Day thing. This week, yesterday, right, Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to bring us back down, but Sunday was marked the 50-year anniversary of the publication of Milton Friedman's...
I saw that in the Times the other day. Yeah. Yesterday.
The doctrine, yeah. the social responsibility of yep. businesses to increase its
to profits.
Profits.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I think.
You know, I should have done that on the show. Yeah.
I know. Did yeah. you do it on the show? Do it
I
tomorrow.
Did. I did not. I should have. Yeah.
We should. I'm going to do that thing where I program it, but let me know what you think, producers. We should do a show on this
mm-hmm.
next week. What do you think? Tomorrow we're going to do our Wait, women
didn't
thing.
Didn't we have something else lined up for next week? I forget. I don't know.
Brilliant. I don't know. But we should do a show on this at some point.
Yeah.
As long as it's still in September, it'll be within the 50-year window. But that really feels like something that our show mm-hmm. should take on.
And the effect, that the unintended consequences that it had, right? Because the trickle-down from that, ha, pun intended, was huge.
Ba-dum-bump. Yeah.
Was huge.
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Was huge. I mean, yep. it changed capitalism in this country. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So Bridget you says you're not here or can't come on or
so,
something. So maybe week after
yeah.
next.
Yeah.
Or maybe, yeah.
Well, whatever.
Okay,
whatever.
I like it.
Yeah.
Good. Great
cool.
plan. Great plan,
cool,
everyone.
Cool.
Okay, now on to my actual make
yes.
me smile, which is so delightful. So, okay, a little background, a little setup for this
okay.
is I don't know if you guys know about the meme about Paul Rudd, how he never ages.
Never ages. Never ages. It's he's like as old as I am. Well, he's a little younger than I am, but he looks like he's 30 for crying out loud.
The yeah. man never ages.
Yeah.
And so he is out with a PSA for all of us that is very appropriate to his age and attempting to speak to those who are also his age. Wink, wink. And it goes a little something like this.
Yo, listen, hype beasts. Masks protect you and your dank squad. Because caring about other people is the new not caring about other people.
Oh, man.
Now that's fit.
Oh, man.
Now that's fit. Mask. It is
oh,
2 minutes and 11 seconds. And if you could literally just study it to like find out what the kids are saying. It
that's
is
so funny.
Amazing. He's like, yeah, hey, fellow millennials, like I heard that we're not wearing masks. It is genius. And it's also led to, we actually cut another, thanks, Daniel. He cut another clip out of it because I think I'm going to be using this as a pretty regular sting. Here it comes.
Okay.
So fam, let's real talk. Masks, they're totally beast.
So fam, let's real talk.
So fam, let's real talk.
Oh man.
Masks. They're totally beast.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anytime we're talking about masks,
is that the way
Daniel, kids, have it ready.
All right. I'm going to hear, hey, you kids get
also,
off my
no.
lawn. Is that the way kids
That's
talk today?
That's not.
Okay. All right.
Not, you can't say they're totally beast.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right.
He just, and I mean, sometimes he just throws a bunch of words in there.
Oh, man.
Like, at one point, he's like, all of us, yes, queens. I mean, it is, like, it is amazing. It's just, it is a work of art. It is.
Lovely.
If much of 2020 falls under the category of, like, Newton's law of equal and opposite reactions, this was the level of hilarious that today
that
required.
I love that. That is awesome.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And on that, my friends, let us call it a day. We're here again tomorrow, doing a deep dive on COVID and the workplace and what that has meant for women, specifically what your companies are doing, what your companies are not doing, all of that good stuff. Send us a voice memo, makemesmart@marketplace.org. Hook us up and we'll get you on the pod.
That's right.
Yeah.
We got to yeet this virus. That also happens in there.
Okay, fam.
Make Me Smart is produced and directed by Rose Conlon. I have to assume, still wondering what she's gotten herself into. Our digital producer is Tony Wagner. Ben Heathcoat is our video producer. Ethan Peretz is the world's greatest video intern. Wah, wah, wah! And Erica Phillips writes our newsletter and smart speaker skills.
Up,
he's like, stop talking about me.
Daniel Ramirez, who I see through the looking glass in the studios in downtown LA because my internet stinks at my house, engineered today. Our theme music, Daniel composed it along with Ben Talladay. The senior producer is Bridget Bodner, also probably wondering what she's gotten herself into. The executive director of On Demand is Sitar Nieves. And there we go.
Masks are totally beast. So good, so good. We don't deserve Paul Rudd.
It's got to be just genetics, right?
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.